This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday. It's going to be a little bit of a chilly one out there today. It's supposed to be rainy and drizzly for you and your tailgate. A great day to try one of these hot toddies. Greg Palazzolo, one of our buddies, has one that he calls a hot nut house. Real easy. Pour hot water into one glass. In a second glass, pull four fingers of 12-year-old scotch. Take the first glass with the hot water and put it between your legs. Drink the scotch out of the second glass. You have a hot nut house. Thanks, Greg. That's pretty awesome. I think I'll give that one a run, man. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is it's the greatest tailgating time of the year. So we're talking tailgating in America, and I can't tailgate today. I got invites to two different games, and I can't go because I got to go to a wedding.
No mooching, huh?
No.
You're not going to be mooching today?
No, I actually had to pay for the tickets on the second one, but it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're free tickets or not, in all honesty. I just love tailgating. It's the best use of a Saturday. It keeps you from having to do yard work.
Absolutely.
All that. And even if it's a little rainy like this, no big deal. You know, it's nothing.
Bundle up. Yeah, you can always put more clothes on.
I got hats, dude. And I got to go to a wedding tonight.
I don't know who has a wedding during football season, who has a wedding during hunting season. You want to talk about screwing up a guy's weekend when you have a wedding right in the middle of the fall season like this.
What are you thinking?
You know, I just don't know. I got to get on my box a little bit on this one because you got all year. Okay, I got, what, 5-6 weeks in the fall when the football's really good and the hunting's really good, and you got to have a wedding and take a Saturday right out of the middle of it. Whatever. I guess, you know, people get married all year round.
Good rainy day for a hot toddy if you're tailgating. And one great hot toddy recipe really involves apple cider, orange juice, some apple slices and some orange slices, and a whole bunch of dark rum. I use Myers. And then just heat it up, put it in a thermos. Man, there's something about, I love hot apple cider anyway, but you put some good dark rum in there. And
you said orange juice, too.
Yeah, a little bit of orange juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery sent us over one where he just takes the apple cider and puts in a little bit of rum in there as well, and a cinnamon stick, and then puts it in a crock pot and lets it come to heat, and that cinnamon stick kind of steeps in the rum and the apple cider. Boy, that one sounds good too, man. And you put that in a thermos and take it with you. I think that'd be a great, great hot toddy to have along. What about Irish coffee, Bob? We were out in Kansas City last weekend, and it was cold out there. We did the show from the Kemper Arena, and we were up on the second story on their deck, and we had about a 35-mile-an-hour wind, and it was 40 degrees, hitting us right in the chops. And we got done with the show, and my hands were blue, and I'm like, we need to go get an Irish coffee. And we went over to a little place just north of the stadium, and they kind of blew it on the Irish coffee because they made it in the wrong order,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
There was lump sugar in the bottom of my glass. So tell us how you would make, Bob, an Irish coffee and order.
When you and I were at Ferris, we didn't know each other.
Right.
But I was bartending at the College Inn, and that was a swanky little cocktail bar hooked onto the hotel. And we made a lot of fancy drinks there. One of the big things we made in the wintertime especially is Irish coffee. And the key to making Irish coffee is you have to dissolve your sugar in the coffee before you put any liquor in it. There's an effect that alcohol has on the sugar, and it wants to crystallize it. So you have to totally dissolve your sugars first before you apply any alcohol to that drink.
And an Irish coffee has what in it?
Well, it's really easy. It's just good hot coffee, a little bit of sugar, and a good Irish whiskey, and then you top it with pure whipping cream.
Right, and it looked right when we had it down there in Kansas City.
And it tasted
City.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was chunky at the end. That's the point, is they ruined it because they didn't put the sugar in with the coffee.
I still drank two of them, dude. I wasn't complaining. I'm not as fussy as you.
Yeah, we did. Well, you know, I just don't like chunky drinks unless they're Bloody Marys with, you know, fruit in them. Those are good for tailgates as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good blow chunks, too.
Hit us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. Tell us what your hot toddy is because we'd like to pass it along to all the listeners so that if you're out doing that tailgate today or even out in your yard just firing up the smoker, you might want a hot toddy in your hand, and we'd like to share a great recipe, whatever your favorite recipe is for that kind of a drink.
Another good hot toddy is there are some, I think we've even got them on the website, there are some hot wine drinks that you can take. I'm not a big fan of them, but, you know, this time of year, there are some reds, some sweet reds that you can do in some hot drinks that are they're pretty good. One is, it's called a Witch's Brew, and again, I think we did that last year at one of our events, but I made some Irish coffees. We had I went up to a little bachelor's party this weekend for this wedding, and we were up on a cottage on a lake that I grew up right down the road from, so it was really great to be home. We were on Indian Lake. The guy who loaned us the cottage is Dick Postumus. Thank you, Dick, our former lieutenant governor. Appreciate the cottage. Cool place. But I made a bunch of Irish coffees for the guys up there, and we were actually using Jim Beam. We didn't have any Irish whiskey.
It's not wrong. Bourbon's not wrong. That'd be good in there.
Well, you know what? The day after a bachelor's party, Irish coffee's perfect.
Yeah, what'd you
really
grill
hit
up there?
The spot.
You did some grilling. You made some of those bacon explosions, didn't you?
I made a bacon explosion that was, I think I put it on our, that's the one that the attachment failed. I posted it off my phone. The picture never popped with it.
Oh, okay.
But I should repost that today and see if I can get it to stick. But I made a bacon explosion using the typical things, the basket weave of bacon. And that this would be a great tailgate thing, too.
Absolutely.
You could just
that's
smoke
where
it
I was
at
going
home
with it. Yeah.
And bring it hot. But basically, you just take a pack or a pack and a half of bacon, and you lay it out so you've got about 10 slices north to south, and then you do 10 slices east to west, and you weave it as you go. So you do just like, you know, when you weave that hat in your tropical vacation, same deal. I'm sure you did that. And then you take a pound of, I like Jimmy Dean sausage. And put some wax paper out, and I'll flatten that out into make a rectangular slab of that sausage, the size of that bacon weave, a little smaller. And then on that sausage, on wax paper.
Here comes the secret part. This is the part you want to listen
to. Yeah, I laid a bunch of spinach leaves out, and I crumpled blue cheese on it, and I took some 18-year-old balsamic from Old World Olive Press, and I drizzled that all over, and then I laid some asparagus on there. And I didn't make a big hole, well, a big ball out of it. I rolled it as a pinwheel effect so that that spinach was hitting the sausage in every roll. And then I laid that whole log on that basket weave and then flipped the bacon up around that and then tucked it all in, made it beautiful. Oh, dude, it was so good. Oh, I also took some Three Little Pigs, Touch of Cherry, and I glazed the whole thing with Touch
beautiful.
Of Cherry. Oh man.
And,
this
and
is
you know
good
what?
As sex.
You guys can make it is. These things are fabulous and you can make these ahead. How long did you cook that on the smoker for?
I was actually on a really basic old grill. It's a cottage, you know.
Okay,
they don't
keep
great stuff up there, so it'll get stolen.
But did you put a thermometer in it to make sure it was done, or how did you know when it was,
Yeah,
it was done?
I had my thermal pen with me, so I popped it in there. We were at 185. It was gorgeous.
Right, and this is something that if you made it, you could serve it cold. They're very good cold. Or if you made it hot, you could pull it off the smoker, wrap it in foil, and take it with you. It'd stay hot
for
a couple hours.
Throw it in a dry cooler. It'll stay hot for a long time.
Yeah.
Put all your stuff in a dry cooler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good grilling stuff.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking to our favorite Goomba from the East Coast, Big Paulie. Going to talk a little bit about the hunting lifestyle on the East Coast. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.